that the area was a sailor's haunt, and consequently full of gambling hells, opium dens, and brothels didn't hurt either. It was easy to lose yourself in a place like this. He didn't even mind the smell of it. Smoke and rope and tar, foreign spices mixed with the dirty river water smell of the Thames. Looking up and down the empty street, he scrubbed the sleeve of his coat across his face, trying to rub away the ichor that stung and burned his skin. The cloth came away stained green and black. There was a cut on the back of his hand, too, a nasty one. He could use a healing rune, one of Charlotte's preferably. She was particularly good at drawing erazes. A shape detached itself from the shadows and moved toward Will. He started forward, then paused. It wasn't Jem, but rather a mundane policeman wearing a bell-shaped helmet, a heavy overcoat, and a puzzled expression. He stared at Will, or rather through Will. However accustomed Will had become to glamour, it was always strange to be looked through as if he weren't there. Will was seized with the sudden urge to grab the policeman's truncheon and watch while the man flapped around trying to figure out where it had gone. But Jem had scolded him the few times he'd done that before, and while Will never really could understand Jem's objection,